We now have KPFK. Grace Aaron is the chair of KPFK, and she has 3 minutes for a report, and we have 3 minutes for a question, followed by a report from Houston's general manager, Dwayne Bradley. And if any of the Houston delegation know how to reach Dwayne, it would be helpful if they could give him a call.
Sue is giving his report.
He's accepting the awards for in Nashville.
Susan Young will give his report? Okay. And is Susan here?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so we're ready to go. Go ahead, Grace.
The first thing I'd like to say is my job has been made pretty easy by our past chair, Don White, who has always been very fair, dependable, accessible, and sensible. And I think that he's done a lot to create a very good relationship between LSB members and between the LSB and management, and I hope that we can continue that. The KPFK LSB is pretty diverse, and race and gender wise, our committees have started to be pretty functional, and we're going to work more on our committee functionality. But they're going pretty well, and we're finding that our meetings are much better because the committees are bringing the motions to the meetings. So a lot of the work it makes the meetings go more smoothly when the motions are brought out of committee rather than by individuals. We are going to be starting a process of getting all the contact information of the people who ran for the last two LSB elections, and also the interim program council election, and volunteers who signed up at town hall meetings, and we're going to start to recruit them for our committee work because we need to beef up our committees and our working groups. We have been doing town hall meetings and other outreach. Of course, as you hear, we have a lot more diversity in our programming. We have a lot of exciting new programs on the air, and I think that there's a lot of, we're kind of above the make-break point, I think, at KPFK. People are more happy than unhappy. There's more agreement than conflict, and I hope that it will continue.
Okay, we have 3 minutes for questions. I'm gonna abuse the prerogative of the chair for a moment and just say that I think the reason that has happened is because I think the station has really made efforts to meet the needs of basically all the different people placing demands on the station, rather than saying we don't have to do that or we can't. They've really put a lot of work into trying to respond when people say, hey, we need to see this happen. So I think everybody there, even though not everything's perfect, feels at least that there's a response to be had to some of their concerns. Okay, I'm getting the hook message. Sorry. So other comments or questions? God, I have a way of just killing conversation. All right.